2019. First off, we'll have a moment of silence for our veterans. Councilman Tadbottom, would you please sit in the pledge, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Here.
Here.
Councilman Tadbottom?
Here.
Ms. Hampton?
Here.
Councilwoman Deppin?
Here.
Councilman Chambers?
Here.
Councilman Dahl?
Here. Okay, in your packets, we had a couple minutes. We had the public hearing and the regular meeting from the public hearing was from the 22nd, and then the regular meeting from the 29th. Any discussion or correction on any of those?
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Motion by?
Both sets.
Second, Councilman Tadbottom, seconded by Councilman Dahl. Any further discussion? Did you get that?
Yes. Councilwoman Deppin was within touch today.
Okay, so. Aye for pass. All ayes?
Aye.
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 Okay. Okay. Written presentation of claims. Any questions on those?
I make a motion they be referred to the Board of Public Works and Safety for final approval, Mr. President.
Okay. Councilman Chambers?
Second.
Second by Councilman Decker. Any further discussion? Pass for aye.
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 Noes? Okay. Okay, under comments by members of public and other, we have Michelle Carrico here again for Pace for the draw. Number three, anything you want to say on that one?
Yes. It's the application for the contractor. If you've driven by there in the last couple of weeks, you'll see that it is finally looking, seeing some progress anyway. The building is going up right now, structure-wise. So most of this pay at number four of the contractors was from remaining excavation, of course, a lot of building concrete, yes, HVAC and so forth. It will be the grant draw number three. And the amount of the grant draw to go towards the pay request was actually $183,409.37. And we've got a grant request here to the state then of $53,750 to go toward that. The remaining of that pay request will be paid from local funds of PACE. And at the end of this pay request, it was approximately 27% complete at this time. Should go a little quicker now. Beth, you can sign the draw tonight since the mayor's not here. That's okay.
Probably, since I'm presiding officer, I'd be the one to sign. Questions?
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? I don't really see anybody out there. Okay, moving on. We have a resolution for transfer of funds in the Parks Department. And this is, I think we discussed that a little bit last time. It's for that Kubota that they were going to put in the budget. We moved it forward a year because they had a little money left over to go ahead and buy it now. So we just traded the old one in and bought the new one. That's what this is for. Any questions or comments? Do you have a motion to?
So moved.
Okay. Councilman Tadbottom, second by Councilman Chambers. Any further discussion? All vote for ayes.
Aye. Aye.
Noes? Okay, passes. So, you gonna read that?
Yep. Resolution number 11-2019 transfer.
that the common council contemplating the meeting of certain emergencies does hereby consider and determine to expend and to transfer certain funds from one major classification of the published budget of said city of Washington for 2019 to another major classification, fund being 204 Park and Recreation from Section 460, Repairs and Maintenance, $5,000, to Section 640, Machinery and Equipment, $5,000, total transfer of $5,000. This resolution shall be in force and effect from and after its passage, passed in council this 12th day of August.
Okay, any other questions? Any motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second, second, Council Dahl. Further discussion? Okay, roll call. Vote on that, what it says on there.
No, no resolution.
No resolution.
In his note, it says roll call, so we won't go with that. So, all vote aye?
Aye.
Noes? Okay, so, I won't go by his notes anymore, okay? Goodbye. That slows us down. Okay, let's go to the next one. Okay, ordinances. We have a final reading of ordinance 16-2019, entitled ordinance to address conflicts of interest regarding the issuance of building permits. I think we had a discussion last time about this, basically stating for the building commissioner, if he has any financial interest in anything, someone else has to be appointed to issue those permits.
I move ordinance number 16-2019 be adopted.
Second, final reading, right? First. We'll do a final reading first. Is that okay, Blake? Change it. We're going to read it finally.
It's the final.
So you want title only?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
okay.
I move it would be read by title only.
You're slowing me down, Blake. Come on.
Okay. I'm not sorry. I've slowed myself down for a long time.
Okay, so Councilman Chambers makes the motion to read it for by title only, and we have a second by Councilman Singleton. Any further discussion? For pass, vote aye.
Aye.
Nays? Okay. Can you read it?
Ordinance number 16-2019, an ordinance to address conflicts of interest regarding the issuance of building permits.
Okay, no further discussion?
I make a motion we approve it.
Okay. Councilman Sidebottom makes a motion to approve, and second by Councilman Dahl. Any further discussion? Now roll call. Get that one right.
Yeah. Councilman Brown.
Aye.
Councilman Canton.
Aye.
Councilman Chambers.
Aye.
Councilman Dahl.
Aye.
Councilwoman Decker.
Aye.
Councilman Sidebottom.
Aye.
Councilman Singleton.
Aye.
Okay, so the next group are these next three are pretty much the pay ordinances for the next year's budget that we have to do the first reading for tonight.
Mr. President, I know it's something of a break with tradition, but as far as ordinance 17-2019 goes, I'm going to move that we read this, but we also read it by title only. I know in the past we've always read every pay application, pay classification, every wage. Unless any of the rest of the council or anyone in the audience objects, I think we can dispense with that. And before we went on record tonight, the city attorney seemed to indicate that was okay with him. So that's my motion.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chambers to read it by title only, and a second, Councilwoman Decker. The only comment I'd make is that the mayor kind of said it really is across the board, kind of around a 3% raise in general, just so that you know what we're looking at here. So, any other further discussion? No. Pass, vote for aye. Nays?
Ordinance number 17-2019, an ordinance fixing the compensation of officers, employees, and certain appointed positions of the city of Washington, Indiana, for the year 2020.
Okay, so that'll be final reading at the next council meeting. So the next one is ordinance 18-2019.
Make the same motion again, Mr. President, that ordinance number 18-2019 be read by title only.
Okay, Councilor Chambers makes the motion.
Second.
Second by Councilman Sidebottom. Any further discussion? Pass, say aye.
Aye.
Nays?
Ordinance number 18-2019, an ordinance fixing the compensation of firefighters and police officers of the city of Washington, Indiana for the year 2020.
Okay, again, that will be up for adoption for the next meeting. The next one, ordinance 19-2019, also is another salary ordinance.
I move that it be read in its entirety, Mr. President.
Okay. But Counselor Chambers makes a motion to read the entire ordinance.
Second.
Second by Councilman Dahl. Any other further discussion? Pass say aye.
Aye.
Nays?
Ordinance number 19-2019, an ordinance fixing the salaries of elected officials of the city of Washington, Indiana for the year 2020. Whereas the Common Council of the city of Washington, Indiana does ordain as follows. Section 1, that the salaries of elected officials of the city of Washington for the year 2020 be, and they are hereby fixed as follows. Mayor, biweekly general, from the general fund, $1,260.51. Biweekly from the utility fund, $1,260.51. The clerk treasurer, biweekly general fund, $1,152.78. Biweekly from the utility fund, $1,152.78. Council members, biweekly from the general fund, $123.21 each. And biweekly from the utility fund, $123.21 each. Section 2, that the mayor and clerk treasurer as full-time employees shall be eligible for all fringe benefits according to other city employees, and that council members shall be entitled to participate in the following benefits as offered to employees: health, vision, and dental, and life insurance, and may make voluntary personal contributions to the 457 retirement plan. Section 3, the Washington Code of Ordinances is hereby amended in conformity with the terms of this ordinance, passed by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Davies County, Indiana, this blank day of blank 2019.
Okay, that will be up for adoption to next meeting. And again, that one is also a cross-the-board kind of a 3% raise. Okay, then on to the next and last ordinance that we have on our agenda is 20-2019, an ordinance amending compensation ordinance 13-2018 of the City of Washington, Indiana. This is for the IT position. As most of you know, we were contracting that position out, and I think that in Michael, I think we've found the person that we want to be full-time, so he has been offered that and position, and he had accepted it, so this is going to change ordinance to match what his pay will be for the rest of the year, and then the other ordinances will cover him for the next year. So this is just a change so we can pay him when he becomes our employee for the rest of the year. Any questions? I think he's doing a great job from what I've been hearing, so he's got a still going up the hill trying to get over the...
What's his name?
Michael Folsom.
Michael Folsom?
Folsom. So very knowledgeable. So I think he'll not only be good for the city, but I think he'll save us some money in the long run. So, any other questions on that or anything? So I have a motion to read that ordinance.
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Dahl, second by Councilman Chambers. Any further discussion? Okay. Pass say aye.
Aye.
Nays?
Ordinance number 20-2019, an ordinance amending compensation ordinance number 13-2018 of the City of Washington, Indiana. Whereas the current compensation ordinance of the City of Washington, Indiana, namely ordinance number 13-2018, was passed on August 27, 2018, and whereas it has been determined that in order to perform the work necessary to accomplish the mission of the city's information technology data processing department, it has become necessary to amend the position in the city's information technology department. Now, therefore, be it ordained by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana, that the above mentioned ordinance number 13-2018 be amended as follows. Section 1, that the other salaried personnel of ordinance number 13-2018 shall be amended to change the following. Other salaried personnel, one information tech director, 50% from general fund, $1,192.31. 50% from utilities, $1,192.31. Section 2, all other positions and amounts in the other salaried personnel delineated in ordinance number 13-2018 shall remain the same. Section 3 of the Washington Code of Ordinances is hereby amended in conformity with the terms of this ordinance. Section 4 of this ordinance shall be effective August 26, 2019, with salary to be in effect August 24, 2019. All other provisions of ordinance number 13-2018 shall remain in effect, passed by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Davis County, this blank day of August 2019.
So that will be up at our next meeting for adoption. Okay, so that finishes the agenda. The only thing I kind of have, like, remember tonight at 9 o'clock, Trevin offered, is going to be on the Kids Baking Challenge, so at 8:30, they're having a watch party out at Bethany, if anybody wants to go to that, but it's pretty neat to have a kid being on national TV that I actually know, so. Jerry, you got anything?
I have nothing.
David?
No, sir.
No. I have nothing.
No. All right. Only looking for one last thing, then.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Dave? Okay. We'll have Board of Public Works in 2 minutes, it's fine. We're all here. We're all here, we don't need a long time in between them, okay? I don't need to do that.
I'm having trouble sleeping.
Oh, yeah, it's great for Tommy.
Yeah.